I remember my account of a Churchill very vividly. In 1951, I was assigned by Life magazine to cover the campaign, the election campaign of a Conservative Party. And I covered everybody with Anthony Eden and also Churchill. I traveled with Churchill and came to Liverpool. A famous picture of him raising his hands. He was asleep. He was asleep, dozing, when the national anthem, God Save the King, was played. And the son Randolph pushed him on things, and up he shot like a viper with a V sign. The second time was about a week later when I visited him in Chartwell, his private retreat. And we had an appointment at 12 o'clock, but he came down at 2 p.m. a little tipsy from some nips too many. He came down with the whip lord, I forgot, a young lord, a whip of the House of Lords. And we sat down and I wanted to photograph Churchill and knelt down and wanted to do it. He said, young man, this is my wrong side. You have to shoot me from this side. I'm a photographer too, I know. And the whip of the House, of the House of Lords came to me and said, Mr. Eisenstadt, do what the old man says, but do it your own way too. So I changed my mind right away and photographed them that way, you know, with a purpose in mind. He was smoking a cigar, and in the background, nobody knows that, there are four tropical fish tanks. He raised tropical fish and watched the mating of guppies. Can you imagine him with a cigar like this, looking at mating guppies?